You're listening to Vatican Radio, and I'm Anne Schneibel. Ukraine has ordered the withdrawal of all its forces from Crimea following the Russian takeover of the peninsula. Monday's announcement came while Western concerns over Ukraine was expected to dominate a nuclear security summit in the Netherlands. Stefan Boss reports.
Ukrainian President Oleksandr Turchynov told Parliament Monday that defense authorities have instructed what he called a redeployment of military units in Crimea. He added this would also involve the evacuation of their families amid what he said were threats and pressure from the Russian military. Turchynov spoke after Russian troops entered a key Ukrainian naval base near Feodosia, crowning a gradual takeover of Ukrainian military facilities on the peninsula. Additionally, Western leaders fear Moscow will enter other eastern areas of Ukraine, where many have called for unification with Russia, and into the breakaway Transnistria region in Moldova. Ukraine was expected to headline the two-day nuclear summit in the Netherlands, where a hurriedly scheduled meeting was to be held Monday of the Group of Seven Industrialized Economies, the US, Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan. American President Barack Obama told Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte in Amsterdam that he supports European sanctions against Russia.
Europe and America are united in our support of the Ukrainian government and the Ukrainian people. We're united in imposing a cost on Russia for its actions so far. Prime Minister Rutte rightly pointed out yesterday that growing sanctions would bring significant consequences to the Russian economy.
But Obama's words at Amsterdam's Rijksmuseum of Dutch painters did not impress Moscow. Elderly, decorated men added the flags of Crimea and Sevastopol to Russia's parliament during a ceremony in front of press photographers. Yet U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was to meet Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in the Netherlands to discuss Ukraine. It's their first meeting since Washington imposed financial restrictions on the most powerful members of Russian President Vladimir Putin's inner circle for their decision to take over Crimea following the fall of Ukraine's pro-Kremlin government. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.